there are so many dimensions to France and French culture for travelers, and one of them is on the beach. And my friend Patrick Vidal is a tour guide, and he also works on the side selling crepes on the beach. Patrick, tell me about this business.
Okay, so we, my wife and I, bought this little wagon a couple of years ago.
A crepe wagon.
A crepe wagon.
Wow.
In fact, the crepe is a little bit of a side thing there. We do crepes, we do waffles, we do sandwiches, we do cold drinks, we do ice creams, we do hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Yes, we do hot dogs, French style. It's not exactly the same as the American, but we do hot dogs. So it's a pretty big unit.
What's the French word for a hot dog?
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Un hot dog.
When some French person comes up, what do they ask for?
Bonjour, je voudrais un hot dog, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais hot dog.
Un hot dog.
Je voudrais hot dog, s'il
un
vous plaît.
Hot dog. Un hot dog. Un hot dog. One hot dog. A hot dog.
A hot dog.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know, the funny thing about it, it's good for you, this one, because in certain region of France, a warm sandwich, which is going to be a piece of bread baguette.
A baguette, yeah.
With a bit of sauce, with salad, tomatoes, sliced tomatoes in it. Then you add either a merguez, a couple of merguez, those spicy sausages from the North African.
Oh, yeah.
Normal sausages, or mince meat, like hamburger.
Okay.
Meat. And then on top of that, you bump a big amount of fries.
Oh, on the sandwich.
Yes, on the sandwich there. So you serve it. It's impossible to eat.
This is a very European thing, the French fries on the sandwich.
Yeah, but don't call them French fries.
No.
They're not French. They come from Belgium.
The French people acknowledge that French fries come from Belgium.
Well, but French people don't even know Americans are calling them French fries.
Is that right? What do you call French fries?
The frites.
Les frites. Just fries.
Yeah, fries. Yeah, just fries. The good joke about that is when there was this story about changing the name of the French fries into
Freedom Fries.
Freedom Fries. Yeah. The French looked at each other and thought, oh, but we didn't even know it was called French fries. So if you want to hit us, learn about it before. I mean, otherwise it's not going to do the trick. Yeah.
You took away a name that the French
didn't even know about.
That'll teach them.
Yes. Just finishing with my sandwich there.
Yeah.
The name of this sandwich, this full sandwich I was explaining to you, is an American.
That's called an American.
An American.
It's a baguette.
It's a baguette. It's some vegetables, a bit of sauce, the meat, and French fries bumped on top of that. You know, the big thing is that the beach where I work is a surfing beach.
Okay. Where is that now in France?
It's southern Brittany on the coast between Nantes and...
So on the Atlantic
coast. On the Atlantic coast, just at the mouth of the Loire River.
Ah, nice.
Just a little bit north of the mouth of the Loire River.
Tell me about the beach culture. How did the French people enjoy the beach?
It's very different from one place to another one because, you know, we've got a very large amount of beaches in France. I mean, we go from the Mediterranean with warm and very hot water there,
right,
all the way up to the North Sea and the La Manche, the sleeve. You know,
that's the French word for the English Channel.
Because the English think there's only one side of the channel, maybe. That's, I don't know.
You call it the...
We call it La Manche.
What does that mean?
The sleeve.
Like the shirt sleeve?
That's the shirt sleeve.
Why would you call the English channel the shirt sleeve?
Because if you look at a map, it looks like an arm between
it does.
The two countries.
And it's not ethnocentric.
A little bit less than the British channel. The English channel.
The English channel, that's right. Okay, back to the beach here on the Atlantic coast of Brittany. This is not the warm Côte d'Azur, the French Riviera, where you lay in, you just soak in the sun. And you
will still find people doing that and spending the day on the beach. But they'll come.
It's a surfing culture.
It's a surfing culture, yeah. It's not huge. It doesn't compare to a lot of the spots you found all around the world. But for Brittany, it's one of the only spots where they've got regular waves. Not very big, but regular.
Okay.
And so you got a lot of those young kids coming there. My wife is very happy because she's got very, very sculptural boys all the time coming and getting their combination out.
With the sculptural bodies. And are these French boys mostly?
Yeah, it's very good. And they're mostly French. Yeah,
is the water so cold they use a wetsuit?
Absolutely.
So it's cold enough, you have to have a wetsuit.
It's pretty cold and you stay in the water. And they stay in the water for hours. You know those guys on their surfing board waiting for the wave.
The wave.
Is the wave coming? So when they're coming out, imagine they are starving. Anything which has got more than 1,000 calories in a square centimeter is good for them. So this American sandwich that I was talking about with the French fries, with the meat, with the piece of bread, is what they die for. We sell so many of them. Even if the weather is hot outside, they'll come and get their sandwiches. It drives us mad because we are in a little hut and it gets hot in the thing and we've got to cook those things. But hey, that's it.
I'll have to check out your beach and check out the surfing and have an American.
Voilà, you come for an American.
A sandwich that, as far as I'm concerned, has as little to do with America.
Oh, nothing. I've got no idea where the name is coming from.
As French fries have to do with France.
Yeah, French toast. What's
French toast?
French toast, I don't know. French people don't know what French toast are.
French fries, French toast.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that.
Mr. Cooking. French's Mustard?
Yeah.
French's Mustard back
Mr.
in the old
French's
days.
French's Mustard, that's a good
it's
one.
It's an English company. Yeah. Patrick, I'm sorry, I don't want un American. I don't want a hot dog. I'd like a crepe.
That's
now,
good.
What are my options at your crepe stand?
What are your options? The big thing is when you're in Brittany, when you say crepe, you're talking about a sweet one.
And Brittany is the land of crepes.
Brittany is the land of crepe and galette.
Galette.
So anything which is
difference?
Savory, it's going to be a galette. Anything which is sweet is a crepe. And also the dough is made from black wheat.
Buckwheat
yeah.
for the savory,
buckwheat
the galettes.
For
and
the galette.
A dessert
and,
crepe.
And normal wheat for the crepe.
Okay. Now let's talk dessert crepes. I've already had my savory dish.
Voilà, you had your American.
Well, yes, I had my American. Okay, what are
so
my options?
So your options are, you can have it with a bit of butter.
Right.
So salted butter. Because
salted
in
butter.
Brittany, all the butter is called demi-sel with a little...
And the people are very discerning for the quality of their dairy products.
Very, very important. Very important. Butter is Brittany. It's a big,
so
big thing.
So if you've got a crepe stand in Brittany, you better have good butter.
Oui. Yes,
right.
It's very important.
What
and
else?
On top of that, I live next to Guérande, and where our stand is. And Guérande is one of the main places in France where they produce, they hand produce salt.
Sea salt.
Sea salt.
Hand harvested sea salt.
Oui. So you've got those little fields of water that they let the water come in.
Okay.
And they've got a very, very narrow amount of water,
so
very
high
shallow.
Expectations here. The very, very best
high expectation.
Salt, the very best butter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be the simple, sort of the pure crepe for dessert.
Then you go to beurre sucre, butter and sugar.
Right.
Okay, so you add a little bit of sugar. There's already a bit of sugar in your dough anyway, so
right.
With butter it's fine. But beurre sucre, you add a bit of sugar. Then you get to the little bit of the more fancy crepe.
So how do you gild the lily here? What else do you put on the crepe?
So the main thing, the more simple ones are jam on one side. So very often if you go to a normal stand, it's going to be apricot and strawberry, something basic. And then the one which is the most popular that the people crave for is the Nutella one.
Oh, Nutella.
The
yeah.
Nutella one, yes.
What is Nutella? It's a chocolate nut, right?
Chocolate nut, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very popular.
Very popular. It's huge in France. I mean, I think on one summer, we sell something like a little bit over 150 pots of Nutella.
150 pots?
Of Nutella. On the crepes, on the waffles, on the gaufre,
okay.
On those little beignets we sell as well. They want them
is
in.
That, what is the most popular with children when they're ordering a crepe?
Nutella.
Nutella. And what if I want the most expensive crepe?
So if you go to the most expensive crepe, you will certainly go for a little Grand Marnier.
I love that.
So in a stand like mine, it's just going to be a little bit of this alcohol on the crepe as you're cooking it. If you go to a restaurant, they might even flambe it for you, just like burn it.
That's
it
right,
comes
yeah.
on the pan and it's the flames are coming out of it and it's lovely. It's very, very nice.
Anywhere I'm traveling in France, if I want just a good, basic, quick meal, I go for the dinner crepe with the ham and the cheese and so on and mushrooms. And then, of course, you've got your dessert option. When you go around France and you want a crepe, how do you distinguish a good crepe?
You know, the first thing is about if I want to have a meal with them, I want to find a place which is run by Brittany people because they'll be the only one having really the buckwheat one.
Okay, so for the galette.
For the galette, for the savory one. Then for the crepe, overall, you can't get very wrong on the dough to make the
crepe. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. It's very easy to do.
It's fresh.
I mean, you do it yourself.
Do you care if when you go to a creperie just on the corner in Paris, you have a stack of pre-cooked crepes and you can make one right now? They cook them in advance sometimes.
I'd rather have the one fresh.
I like it
fresh,
cooked right in front
possible.
Of me.
It's always better.
Is that okay to ask for, please make me one right
yes,
now?
Yes, absolutely.
No
yeah,
problem.
Yeah. No, they'll do that for you.
I can just say, please make me one right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they'll understand that. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm always dealing with my wife. She likes to prepare as many crepes as she can before. But I say, no, I mean, people like to have it done.
It's a ritual.
Yes, and it's nice to see it done as well.
I like to see the little bubbles.
On the pan.
The beautiful sweeping circular motion.
The name of the big how do you call it? That the big round thing they cook the crepe
on,
it's called a bilig.
A bilig?
Yes, B-I-L-L-I-G.
Okay.
A bilig.
It's like a frying pan.
Hmm? Yeah, flat,
but
completely flat,
yeah.
A bit larger.
Right.
And it can run on gas, can run on electricity. And you just run a little bit of this dough there and you run with your little flat instrument. You make your crepe round. You turn your crepe.
You turn, that's what it's called.
Tourner la crepe.
It's that beautiful smoothing motion.
Exactly.
How much does a crepe cost, a Nutella crepe?
Oh, anything between 1.50 and 3 euro, depending where you are, you know, like anywhere else.
$2 or $3. $2 or $3. And you got yourself a beautiful dessert made by a beautiful Brittany person and a beautiful memory while you're in France.
Sounds so good.
Patrick Vidal, bon appétit and bon voyage.
Merci, Eric.
Rick Steves teaches smart travel to France and beyond. At ricksteves.com, you'll find an archive of interviews from his radio show, free audio tours of Paris's top sites, a monthly travel newsletter, and a world of information to help you turn your travel dreams into smooth and affordable reality. To gear up for your next French adventure, begin your trip at ricksteves.com.